You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, no doubt, this was the season when America discovered the Western Michigan University Broncos. People who may not have been able to find Kalamazoo on a map certainly took notice as Coach PJ Fleck's team played their way to an undefeated regular season. They won the Mid-American Conference title, became the first MAC team to play in the Cotton Bowl. Now, that matchup against Wisconsin ended in a 24-16 loss, but still, it was a spectacular season for the Broncos. With us now is Western Michigan's athletic director, Kathy Beauregard. Welcome to Stateside, and congratulations. Those kids really did row the boat.
Oh, thank you so much. We rowed as hard as we possibly could. Didn't come out on top as far as the score was concerned, but I'll tell you, it was a win-win in every other area.
And it was a great game. I watch it. I mean, they didn't get shellacked, and there was a big fight. They really looked good, and you had to have really had a lot of emotions as you saw those kids take the field. There they were at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Talk about a huge national stage.
Oh, I tell you, when they talk about doing it big in Texas, they mean doing it big in Texas. So there's no doubt in our mind that the Cotton Bowl hospitality that we had was the most incredible experience, and it's going to be warm and dear to our heart for many, many years to come. We made a lot of new friends. But when that game day came, you know, I kind of felt like a little 8-year-old on Christmas morning, and the emotions just took over and really gave me time to reflect upon all of those Broncos ahead of us that really assisted and helped us get to where we were today, but also just the dream of truly believing. We live in a circle between Notre Dame, Michigan, and Michigan State, and this was our day there at the Cotton Bowl.
When you think of the Broncos that came before, you know, look at the fact that 2013 was a 1-11 season, and then here is 2016 with this incredible 13-1 season. Did you see that improvement coming, or was it kind of a surprise for you as well?
Well, there isn't a doubt that when we hired Coach Fleck, it was a controversial hire, I would say. There were many people that he didn't have any head coaching experience. He didn't have coordinating experience. But in my mind, he was exactly the person that we needed to make the cultural change at Western Michigan in our football program. So that first year was tough, really tough. I don't know. We won one game. And however, the plan was to be able to raise the money, to commit more to the program, and number one of all the things that was so important is to be able to recruit. And I sat there as a mother of a 20-year-old at that time and thought about, after 3.5 hours, my first meeting with Coach Fleck, saying, this is the young man that I would want in my house recruiting my son for all of the reasons, certainly learning the lessons of life along with, challenging yourself to become the best football player and person you can. And that's Coach Fleck.
So what do you feel that all of this entire season could ultimately mean, not just for Western's football program, but for your entire athletic program?
It means the world. I can tell you that the branding of the university and what we just went through is worth millions and millions of dollars. And it's, you may not see it directly, but just the pride of the alumni that we had coming from all over the country. We know that half of that stadium, you know, 60,000 people, we had at least, half of the stadium there that were Broncos, that in my 20 years as the athletic director, I've never seen anything actually bring the university closer. And then when you sat there and the whole stadium was drowned by the really yelling, row the boat, and the philosophy behind what Coach Fleck has done with, no matter what you have in front of you, no matter how bad a day you have, you just keep rowing. And that's what they did when we got down right away. Wisconsin got up on us, and really when Coach Fleck talked at the end of the game, it was like we just put our heads down and just kept rowing. You got to keep going and believe you can do it, and the passion and the commitment that these young men had. But truly, overall, for the entire university, it's going to be one of the most historical events that I'm ever going to see, in my lifetime.
We're speaking with Western Michigan University's athletic director, Kathy Beauregard. Kathy, as sports fans know, Minnesota's head football coach has just been fired, and that's left a big Division I vacancy. And this morning, TwinCities.com is reporting that P.J. Fleck is one of the most likely candidates for that job in Minnesota. Have you heard that? And can you tell us what's happening in terms of keeping Coach Fleck in Kalamazoo? Any news to report?
I can tell you that we have been dealing with the rumors of Coach Fleck being gone since the middle of our football season. When we take a run like we do and you get the attention like we have in our program, it's a good thing that people want to talk about your coach and want to talk about what's being done under his leadership and at that university. So the rumors have gone, throughout the season, and they happened at the championship game there in Detroit when we had 46,000 people, which was a record setting for us to win the championship in front of at Ford Field. And it has been 100% the priority of Coach Fleck to definitely not be involved in any job searches, anything through the season, which has been a tremendous asset directly to our student athletes. And as we have been talking, I have told people don't underestimate what the Broncos are able to do in being able to keep Coach Fleck here as a Bronco. So that's where we are right now. We've been in negotiations with him, and there'll be news to come down the line.
How would you characterize those negotiations?
Excellent.
Okay, because now the season's over, so he can, he did have that moratorium and to be praised for focusing on the kids, but I'm sure everybody has a sense now you've got to get this done if you're going to keep him.
That is correct, but we didn't want to do that publicly or do anything formal until the season was completely over.
Kathy, there was a pretty deep report done last year by MLive looking at how much public colleges in Michigan spend to subsidize athletics. And it found in 2015 at Western, the subsidy from the university accounted for, and tell me if this is correct, about 75% of the athletic department's total revenue at $25.8 million and working out to a little over $1,000 for every student. And some professors feel maybe that money needs to go to academics. And so it's a great chance for me to ask you from where you sit, what are your thoughts on that push and pull between money for academics versus money for an athletic program?
Well, I will tell you that I'm not fond of the report that the MLive group did. They didn't tell the true facts and look at it from the way that the NCAA also looks at the process of funding. There is no doubt, at our level, we have a $27 million budget. And we are subsidized at almost $19 million, and that $19 million includes a total of 350 scholarships that are out there. So, $4 or $5 million of that is scholarship money that goes into the program and directly back to the program or to the university. So, right now, what I truly want to say is, yes, we are, but we also are the largest revenue producer at the MAC level. When you take in NCAA revenues and you take in the amount of money that we do with ticket sales and licensing in a lot of different areas, and look at that amount as the amount that the university commits to other areas of the university, whether it's the wonderful Hayworth College of Business that we have or our arts and sciences program. So it is an investment into the program, along with another 200 and some athletes that are actually paying their own way to come to the university, which is money that, to be honest with you, they potentially wouldn't have if we did not have those sports that are a part of it too. So what we are really saying, and there's going to be critics that are out there everywhere, but I would ask those to challenge what we just have received from the acknowledgement and the national exposure of, 3 hours on primetime New Year's television for marketing and being able to publicize our university. So there are so many different positives that come out of intercollegiate athletic programs. We are different than the Big Ten, that many of them do fund their own, but also said some of those are also funded and supplied directly from university dollars.
Kathy, you've got this great season now. It's wrapped up, done, and time to move ahead. What do you want from your Bronco athletes looking ahead to build on this?
The other thing I need to brag about is, especially in football, this semester, first time in our history, our football program, 104 student athletes have a overall GPA of 3.19, which is another thing that we are extremely excited about, with an average of close to that as our as our entire student athlete population. So we could see this and know this, that the level we play at is certainly the level where it's critically important in today's college athletic world, with so many things going on that may or may not be positive, that our student athletes are certainly ones that believe in what they're doing for their programs, but giving back to the communities. And we're training young leaders for our world, and watching some incredible work that's being done as they grow and learn and motivate and take the time that they have while they're in their 4 or 5 years here at Western Michigan University to be the time of their life. So that when you have opportunities like we just saw, we see thousands of those that still want to be a part of, truly feeling incredible about being a Bronco and being a Western Michigan University graduate.
Kathy Beauregard, Western Michigan University Athletic Director. Congratulations to you, to Coach Fleck, and to the Broncos for a great season. And thank you so much for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thank you, and roll the boat.